Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is about 40 past the first hour of the show, and football season is almost here, so that just adds to the number of topics we can get into with my next guest. He is the founder of Pregame.com. Pregame.com, of course, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. You can follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me for his weekly visit right now. What's happening, RJ?
And he knows buffets unlike any other Vegas resident.
You are the go-to, and seriously, if you're going to Vegas and you're not following RJ already for the gambling stuff, you at least need to follow him at RJ in Vegas, because no one will direct you to a buffet quite like RJ Bell.
Well, you know, it's about the passion, Sean. I mean, Steve Jobs spoke at Stanford years ago before he passed away and said, don't try to guess what's going to make the most money. Follow your passion, and you're going to be the most fulfilled. For me, it's sports betting and buffets.
Well, give us the RJ, then let's give the people what they want for a second here. What's your power ranking of the top three buffets in Las Vegas?
Well, listen, here's the thing about buffets. They're all fairly reasonably priced.
Yep.
So if you're saying, I'm going to go to this one because it's $18, but I'm not going to go to this other one because it's $27, that's a whole different discussion. And we could do a whole show. I don't mean a segment. I mean a good hour on the cheap buffets. And not only which ones to go to, but also how to approach them. Because there's certain kind of foods that work in a cheap buffet, but don't other foods that don't work at a cheap buffet. Now, if you're going to spend a little bit, Bellagio's number one. I know it's old school. I know everyone's popping up with something new. Bellagio's one. And I would say the win is number two. If you're looking for a locals buffet that's a little bit cheaper, Green Valley Ranch would top that list.
There you go. All right, and I'm going to tweet that out, RJ, so that the people get what they want out of this segment. the buffet advice and the gambling stuff as well, RJ. And look, I wasn't even planning on talking any Tiger with you today because I didn't know the Tiger was going to have this great round that he did. But what's your sense tell you about what heading into next season? We know this is the last major, so the golf is going to fall off the grid here pretty soon for us. But what do you think some of those Tiger props and Tiger's effect are going to look like on the gambling picture, the gambling kaleidoscope for golf as we head into 2019 season?
Well, remember that Thanksgiving head-to-head getting a lot of attention here in Vegas. A lot of attention. So I think that's going to be a little bit different in that regard. Yep. Here's what I think, and it's probably not the answer I would have gave even a week or two ago. The easy answer, the obvious answer, but probably not the one I fully agree with now, is, hey, listen, he's back. How many guys in the last two tournaments? I mean, that'd be an interesting thing to do. Add up their scores, the player scores from the last two tournaments. Does Tiger have the best score?
He might.
He might.
I don't know. He might, though.
I mean, think about that a second. If you would say, because if anything, 144 holes is a lot more telling than 72. So yep. This was somehow an 8-round tournament in two locations. Tiger Woods probably would have won it. I didn't do all the math there, but he would certainly be at the very top of that leaderboard, you know, yep. First, second, third, right?
Absolutely.
So that's shocking, right? So in one way, what are the true odds of Tiger Woods winning another major? I think we've got to become more optimistic because of these last two tournaments. And since his health was one of the drivers, it's one thing if someone just loses it. And then over a couple of years, he's just not competitive. Yeah, maybe he gets super lucky, but in general, that player has a new baseline. And that baseline just isn't competitive to win a major. I think with Tiger, it wasn't about setting a new baseline. It was his poor performance relatively was about his health. Now, if we can make the case that his current level of health is sustainable, then you got to say, well, that baseline is competitive to win a major. Now, here's where I disagree with that analysis a little bit, in that I think people are sick of playing him and losing. And what we saw in this tournament, even after a good last tournament, as we mentioned, heading into the PGA, there were some very generous odds on Tiger. And let's say generous in quotes, because let's compare it to what you typically would get for Tiger. You're always paying a premium for Tiger. But I think that premium actually decreased a little bit into the PGA. For example, entering today's fourth round, Tiger was 20-1. And there were two other golfers with the exact same score as him who had better odds. So to me, yes, he's more competitive, but it feels like bettors are getting sick of backing him and losing. And that's maybe his odds start to be next year.
Yeah, and people got tired of lighting money on fire, betting him to win these tournaments. And I think too, RJ, I mean, not just his physical health, but his mental health. Look, we saw the DUI videos, and we know where he was kind of maritally and things like that. Like, he was in a pretty dark place mentally too, I think. Like, you're getting the whole package presumably back with Tiger now, like just the physical part and the mental part back.
Well, here's the thing. I said this on my show Friday night before he had a good Saturday, but it looks like it's going to stand, and I pounded my fist on it. Let me ask you. The classic bet in Vegas the last couple years has been, okay, what's the chance Tiger wins one more major? So
yeah.
More than zero. And it's always been about, well, is it 50-50? That's always been the debate. Not that I'm soliciting here, but hypothetically, I would make a major bet on the no at even money. And I personally would put the odds about minus 150 no. So, yeah, fairly competitive, but still not even, you know, think about all the Jack Nicklaus second places, right? They say, you know, I think he had like 18 second place finishes in majors. If you're in the top 12 or whatever, yeah. It's good. But it's not like you're even second or third.
Yeah.
So to me, if in any situation that were legal, I would make a major bet at even money, Tiger doesn't win another major.
Interesting. So you and I may need to make a friendly wager, because I was getting caught up in the moment in the open of the show, RJ, saying I think he is going to win another major.
It won't be friendly when you pay me, Sean.
RJ, it's always friendly between us.
Now
come on,
we have to negotiate the settle up day, right? We can't. It can't be when he passes away, right? We can't wait.
No. Yeah, that's right. We got to put a time stamp on this thing, man. Absolutely.
48 is what I think.
Okay. Sounds good. Consider it done. We've got it out there. The nation is our witness right now, RJ, for this. Hey, RJ, let's shift gears. We had our first weekend of preseason football, and I know, you know, a lot of the folks who just kind of are casual bettors or don't bet at all roll their eyes at betting on preseason football, but the fact of the matter is that there can be some opportunities out there. There's sometimes some inefficiencies in the market when it comes to preseason football. How does RJ Bell handicap preseason football?
And I say this sincerely, Sean, you are super savvy as a radio guy understanding sports betting in the top 5%. And that's a wonderful thing for me. It's a more enjoyable segment for the listeners. But a lot of the guys I talk to just aren't. But they have big shows and they want to talk about it, which is a wonderful thing, a chance mm-hmm. to spread the word. One of the questions I get the most is, how can you bet on the preseason? The players don't even care. How can you care? there's a kind of a point there. But I would say the following. If you told me, I am going to pay you $1,000 for every game over 500 you are, you just got to pick 1 month of one American sport, so 4 weeks of one American sport, and bet it during that time, and I'll pay you for every net winner, I would actually probably pick the NFL preseason. So
wow.
Not only do I bet it, it's some of my biggest bets of the year. Now, here's the paradox. Warren Buffett, the billionaire famous investor, is famous for saying, when others are greedy, you should be cautious, and when others are cautious, you should be greedy. Well, if I walked in, if you walked in, if anyone, literally, Billy Walters, if he got out of jail and walked in to the sports book with a brick of cash and said, I want to bet on an NFL game Sunday morning, they would let pretty much anyone bet $100K and not even blink. You know how much I could bet on a preseason game if I really wanted to make a bet? $2,000-$3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, not that that's nothing, but if you can bet 30 times that in the regular season, what does that tell you about the bookies? It tells you they're scared. And when they're scared, we should get greedy. So to me, it's a heck of an opportunity if you know how to handicap the preseason.
Are there any particular teams or coaches? I know at the very top of your list of criteria is the approach that the coaches take in this. Is there historically over time, are there certain coaches whose approach to the preseason gives you more of a proclivity to bet them than others?
Proclivity. Now, here's what I'll say. I'm going to run down the four main things high level quickly.
Sure.
And at the coaches level, it's easy to find. Do a search on Google, preseason, straight up record. Remember, it's all about the coach and their career. If they're in their second job, I would look back to that prior job because that stuff tends to be carried forward. So, one, some coaches just care more. The classic example, Bill Parcells back in the day really cared. Tony Dungy did it. There's no one that extreme either way now, but they do have real tendencies, all right? So coaching approach. Number two, game-by-game motivation. Two things motivate a team. One is if they're moving towards 0-4. They don't want an 0-4 because that's a storyline leading into the week one regular season game. Number two, they don't like being embarrassed. Team gets beat 30-0. Look for a motivated scoreboard performance.
30 seconds, RJ.
Game-by-game.
30 seconds.
Number two, QB rotation. Not just how good they are, but do they know the offense? Because if you don't know the offense, doesn't matter how much talent you have. Lastly, scheduling advantages. Typically, that's about rest. There's one Monday night game this year, and actually both teams play on Friday. I'll be looking to play their opponent on that Friday game.
Good stuff. I want to make sure you got it all in, RJ. So good stuff there. Good advice there for all the bettors. RJ Bell, pregame.com, and follow him for football advice and buffets at RJ in Vegas. RJ, you're the best. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.